The Torah Kedoshah then introduces the Birkus Kohanim, says, Kos Tzvarchas B'nei Yisrael, and the Medrash says, Mehechen Zachu Yisrael Birkus Kohanim, how were Klai Yisrael able to receive the Birkus Kohanim? Rehudam Avram, says Rehudah from Avram Avinu. The Pasuk says, Koi, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, Koi Yeh Zaracha, and here Birkus Kohanim also begins with that word, Koi, Koi Tzvarchu Es B'nei Yisrael. And the Majid Rebbe tries to understand what is the connection between what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Koi Yeh Zaracha, to the Birkus Kohanim. He says, the Pasuk says by Avram Avinu, V'hemen b'Hashem v'yachshiveh lo tztoka. And the question is, what does tztoka have to do with emunah? And he explains that someone who gives tztoka shows that he has emunah, that he believes in Hashem. Someone who believes that koychi v'otzi yodi osu li'sachay l'zeh, someone who believes that everything emanates from himself, doesn't believe that everything we have really comes from Hashem, will have a very hard time sharing, will have a very hard time giving tzedakah. The person who gives tzedakah is a proof for Hemen b'Hashem. And where there is that amunah, he says, that's where is bracha. When a person has amunah, and that amunah is evident by him giving tzedakah, that brings bracha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the person who I want to give more and more to. So it turns out, he says, that emunah, tzedakah, and bracha are very much linked together. And that's what the Pasuk says. That's what the Medrash says. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Koy yeh zaracha. You, Avram Avinu, taught your children to live a life of emunah. How do we know that that was the way you taught your children to live? With the tzedakah that you gave and that you taught your children to give. With the chesed that Avram Avinu, chesed Avram, spent his life doing chesed, vayita esho, and then teaching that to his children, that that's the way they're supposed to live. When we live that way, with emunah, then we are zoicha to koy tzvarchu es b'nei Yisrael. That's how we are zoicha to have bracha in our lives. The Rabbah Sorotzkin Zatzal makes an observation. The Medrash says, Rashi says, Yivarecha Hashem Yishrecha, Yivarecha b'momen, Yivarecha means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us with financial success. V'yishmerecha menalistim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us that no one will be able, Shlo yichu mimcha birchas Hashem, that no one will be able to take away from us that bracha. But if he says, if you look in the Medrash explains this pasuk differently. V'yirecha ba'oysher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us with wealth. V'yishmerecha shetei oysim imenu mitzvahs, that we were able to do mitzvahs with that wealth. Says Rabbah Sorotzkin Zatzal, wealth could be the greatest bracha, and wealth could be the greatest klala, the biggest curse. That people who are able to use their success to do mitzvahs, to help other people, and to grow in avodas Hashem, to be able to build homes, to be able to be mechanech their children by using the money properly. And then there are people who don't know how to use the money HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them. And that's when the mammon, the money we receive, is not a bracha. And that's what the Medrash is teaching us. Yivarecha Hashem b'mammon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless us with mammon. But sometimes, when we don't use that money properly, as Avram Avinu taught us, to use that money for acts of chesed, to use that money for tzedakah, then you're going to need v'yishmerecha menalistim, you're going to need to be protected, shlo yichu mecha brachas Hashem, that you shouldn't lose that bracha. But then, v'yirecha b'oysher, then there's the person who baruch Hashem gets blessed with oysher, with wealth, v'yishmerecha, he knows to use that wealth to oysim and mitzvahs. to use that money for mitzvahs. That is what we're supposed to use our mammon for. And that's what the Medrash is teaching us. These two different explanations actually reflect the two different ways how a person can use the wealth with which Hashem blesses him. And the Pasuk is telling us, the Medrash is telling us, if we take the money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to use it for mitzvahs, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I see Klal Yisrael is using the bracha that I give them in the proper way, then they deserved a bracha. The Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Chaf Amud Beis says, Omru Malach Asharos Lofenei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shloim Ksibet HaRoscha, it says in your Torah, Shlo Yisapanav Elohikach Shoichad, that you don't take any bribe. But we see that you do play favorites. The Ksiv, as we say in the Birkas Kahanim, Yisa Shem Panav Elecha. Omlehem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'chiloi Esa Panam L'Yisrael, should I not treat Klal Yisrael that way? Shukasafti Lehem B'Torah, I wrote in the Torah, V'chalto V'savato V'rachto S'Hashem Elekecha. Eat, be satiated, and then say Birkas Amazon. V'hem Medagdim Malatzma Akazayis V'akabeya. And of course, all the Mefarshim try to understand what is the question, how do we understand the question and the answer. The Ramban, at the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim, says the Sefer Teres David, says that the definition of Kedoshim to you is Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutalach. A person should sanctify himself with what really is, with what he's really allowed to have. As the Ramban discusses, the novel Bershus HaTorah, somebody eats only food with the best hechsher, but he spends his life eating. So we can't say that he did anything wrong, he only ate kosher food. But that's not the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. The life of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us is to be a little, to be better, to have more quality, not just be involved with Gashmias. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malachim. I wrote in the Torah, V'chalta V'savata V'rachta, eat, be full, and say Birchas Hamazon, as long as you make sure to eat every food with a hechsher, as long as you make sure to make a bracha before you eat, as long as you make sure to make a bracha after you eat, that's all I really ask for. But what do? They show that their life is not about achila. Klal Yisrael demonstrates that our life is not just about gashmias, and our life is not just about how much we could eat and what different foods we could enjoy. They are satisfied at kaseyas v'kabeyah. They don't need to eat a lot because that's not what's important in life, and that's not what we receive bracha for, to live that type of life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if people who recognize that when they have bracha, what to do with that bracha, what, where to spend the mammon that I give them, where to do with the bracha that I bless them with, hey, medagdin gematzmam, they're careful in the type of life that they live, then yisa Hashem panim avelecha, they are deserving of the special nasiyas panim, they deserve the special relationship that they have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu if they live that kind of life.